We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look at Landfill finding all the old rejoins. I love it. I love it, Landini. Time to talk a little college football. If you are like me and you love watching college football, then you need to make sure you are following our next guest, Mr. Tim Murray. If you are like me and you like to bet on college football, you definitely need to make sure you follow our next guest, Mr. Tim Murray. Tim joins us.
Mr. Red Hair Kingpin.
Tim joins us via the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Timmy, what's up, buddy?
What's up, boys? Happy belated Thanksgiving.
What's up,
everyone?
Dude?
I hope, B, did you do your patented Nolan-style Thanksgiving for the crew at 106.7?
No, I haven't brought anything in yet. I'm supposed to be bringing in a little special thing on Friday, though.
Ooh.
So. You know, since we got a little bastard in here that can't eat no shrimp, so we got to make just a chicken and sausage
gumbo.
Who
doesn't eat shrimp?
Damn, Jeff. I don't want him to die on my watch. I mean, you know, if I didn't care about him, I'd say try the damn shrimp, man. He's been trying to try it for like the last 2 months, and I won't let him try shrimp. Because he told me he's allergic to it.
I think we should let him try it.
Hell no, because I'm not putting my mouth on him. If he has to start passing out, I'm not giving him mouth to mouth.
Just let me die. I'll be all right. It's just my time. You can't stop
We don't need B. Mitch to be giving EpiPens to people.
JP, like, oh, let him try it. You know
why? I think let him try it. See what
everything
happens.
Is content for JP.
Hey,
it'd be a hell of a
that's
show.
Spoken like, you know what? That's spoken like a true... radio host. You know, he was a TV guy for a long time, and now he's in the radio. He's fully ingrained. Hey, if he makes a good bit, makes a good bit, you know?
That's
exactly,
it.
Exactly. I don't want Jeff to die, for the record. Everybody can follow Tim at One Tim Murray. Of course, you can watch him on VSiN Primetime with Sean King, 6 to 9, and he's got his own college football betting podcast. Timmy, get us up to speed on where we're at going into championship weekend in college football.
Yeah, so when it comes to the playoff, it's pretty simple. If USC and TCU both win. If they both win, you got your four, it's done, wrap it up with a bow. It's going to be Georgia, it's going to be Michigan, it's going to be USC and TCU in one order or another. As we saw last night, the intrigue was who was number five, and ultimately that was Ohio State. But USC plays on Friday night here in Las Vegas. They're a three-point favorite against Utah. They played Utah earlier this year. They lost 43-42. And then you've got TCU. They play on Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon in Dallas. They're a 2.5-point favorite against Kansas State. They beat Kansas State earlier this year, but there was some fortune with injuries to quarterbacks in that game where Kansas State blew an 18-point lead. But if those two teams both win, I don't think it really matters what Georgia and or Michigan does. Those two teams are in. So we'll see how it all plays out. But Utah, I'll say this. We'll start with USC, guys. Mm-hmm. USC has to win. They have to win on Friday night because they've already got a loss. TCU, I think it gets interesting because they're undefeated. And, you know, their strength of record is solid. You know, I know a lot of people will say, well, they're not a big brand and the committee will figure out a way to get Ohio State in there. It's possible. You know, precedent says that was the case back in 2014. But USC and Utah is so fascinating to me Friday night here in Las Vegas. And, you know, quick aside, guys, I don't know if there's ever been a player from the WCAC to win the Heisman Trophy. it's ending this year because Caleb Williams, shout out to Gonzaga, he is winning the Heisman Trophy. That dude is special, and he made my Notre Dame Fighting Irish have headaches all night long last Saturday night. Because that kid is – the fact that that kid – I'm not going to get into that whole, like, he should be able to go pro. I don't – whatever. The fact that he has to play college football next year is amazing because he looks like a pro. He looks like he's ready to go into the NFL.
Actually, this question.
I love watching
the
it.
The league, I mean, those people on that little committee, they're looking for the biggest following. You think they're like sitting over there with their fingers crossed hoping that TCU loses?
I think if you I could tell you this, B. I could tell you the folks at ESPN and ABC who spent, you know, billions of dollars for the TV rights, this is no knock on TCU. Guess what was the most watched college football game of the year on Saturday? Ohio State, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
And if they could get Ohio State back in there, I mean, they are probably so frustrated that Ohio State lost in the fashion that they did, because if they lost by three, there's no debate. Like, if TCU were to lose or USC were to lose, you'd say, well, you know, the instant classic and Ohio State, you know, just gets in. Look, they could maneuver ways to get them in. I'll say this, though. What's really telling, and last night we were doing the show, and the rankings came out. And BetMGM, you know, a lot of different, you know, sources out there, places you can bet. But BetMGM is the sponsor of my show, so we use their odds. It's really telling, guys, that USC, TCU, and Ohio State all have the same odds to win the national championship, and Ohio State's on the outside looking in right now, because the thought is if Ohio State were to get into the playoff, they would have a legitimate shot and a better shot in the eyes of odds makers to win the national title than either USC or TCU.
Wow.
What's crazy is I want USC to get in. I've always kind of rooted for them, like them. No real reason to. I just think they're cool. So you're a Notre Dame guy. But I think you got to want Caleb Williams on that stage, yeah. Man.
No,
against Georgia with the whole country watching. How cool would that be?
It would. No, and you know, he is – and once again, the crazy thing is, guys, if you go back and if people watched on Saturday night, you know, his mystifying, magical plays, however you want to define them, statistically speaking, it really wasn't even that great of a game, but what he was able to do, avoiding the pressure, looking Mahomesian in, you know, a 12-yard. I mean, Chris Fowler lost his mind on an 8-yard pass on a third and 20. He was like, oh, my God. And it's like, dude, he's 12 yards short of the sticks. But that's what Caleb Williams did on Saturday night. And the reason why it's a slam dunk that he wins the Heisman Trophy, in my eyes, regardless of what happens this weekend, is that Caleb Williams has emerged. He has stepped up in the biggest moments, right? Saturday night against Notre Dame, the weekend prior against UCLA, against Utah, even in a loss, put up some big numbers. He is spectacular, and he makes the touchdown runs. He's, you know, he's just so fun to watch. So I don't disagree. As much as I despise the Trojans out in L.A., I love watching Caleb Williams. I'm a college football fan, and I want to see USC get tested against a team like Georgia. I think that would be phenomenal television to watch.
Yeah, I agree. let's get to this weekend then. We're talking to our friend Tim Murray. You can follow him on Twitter at @1TimMurray. Watch him on VSiN from 6 to 9 with Sean King. Who could get upset this weekend? TCU, USC? I mean, any chance Georgia?
Absolutely.
Like,
I don't think, especially Jaden Daniels got hurt late in that game. And if Jaden Daniels isn't playing for LSU or he's not 100%, what makes Daniels so tricky is the fact that he is just an electric talent. And he can utilize his legs, like we saw against Alabama.
Too skinny to take all those hits he takes, though. He takes unnecessary hits.
Right, and B, if he's not healthy, look, and here's the thing, too, and my co-host says this sometimes, rather either to poke my buttons or whatever, but he's like, well, Georgia's not as good as last year. I'm like, that's fair. However, when they needed to play at their best, i.e. Oregon week one, Tennessee, they smoked both of those teams, absolutely dominated it. And I feel like you're going to get that type of performance this weekend, especially if Jaden Daniels is hampered. By the way, I'll just tell you this right now. When we started this interview, USC was a 3-point favorite. It just got bumped down to 2.5. So despite the public being all over the Utes, we've seen some money come in here on USC. So I told you guys
what that means.
Well, I told you guys this a couple weeks ago, right? When Baylor played TCU, and it's not always foolproof, but the line can kind of tell you a story. And what I mean by that is when it's 2.5, it's kind of begging you, right, to take the favorite, because mm-hmm. what's a very common final score, a 3-point finish.
Mm-hmm.
And right. the fact that Utah's only a 2.5-point underdog and Kansas State is only a 2.5-point underdog, the books are saying, yeah, come on in, bet the favorite, see what happens. And so it's really interesting to see how that plays out. I'll be honest, I haven't bet either one of those games. I lean towards the dog in both. You know, and you'll hear this a lot this week. You know, it's really hard to beat a team twice. And B, you know that, right? You played in the NFL mm-hmm. and in the NFC East. It is.
I've seen it happen.
But last year, Utah played Oregon the second to last week of the regular season, won by 3 touchdowns. They played 2 weeks later. Utah won by 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So it's not always like, well, you know, you can't beat a team twice. And Utah did it once. I think the one thing I'm curious about this USC-Utah game is the Notre Dame's strength is physicality. And they were really physical in that game, both on the offensive and the defensive line. And now you play Utah, and that's kind of their strength too. Utah is and Oregon State are the two teams in the Pac-12, guys, that I look at as really non-Pac-12 brands in the sense of how they want to play. They want to pound you. They want to beat you up. And we'll see. I mean, this is going to be 3 straight really big games for USC, and the pressure is all on them, right? TCU and USC, the pressure is all on them. Utah and Kansas State, guys, they're playing with house money. They're like, yeah, let's go ruin these two teams' seasons. USC has gone up to the task the last 2 weeks, right? They beat UCLA. They beat Notre Dame with the pressure. 3rd straight week, pressure's on you. So we'll see how these two teams respond.
I know that Caleb Williams can be drafted. Who's the first quarterback pick?
I think it's Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. He's slight, though, man.
He doesn't
special.
Look that big, man.
He's special, but he is tiny. I mean, he makes all the big throws. He's elusive, but he is he's a slight dude, and that's what makes me worry. But I'm not. I don't know. I'm curious.
Imagine John Allen hitting him.
Yeah.
Imagine Deron Payne hitting him.
Well, you better be like I was in college. Don't get hit.
Well, the guy up in Philadelphia finds ways not to get hit. I mean, he doesn't take
the
punishment.
Yeah, I mean, see, because that's what I would always say that about Kyler, and then he gets in the league, he starts getting hit.
Right.
You know, and I think sometimes the difference is, I think Robert found this out. Robert got around the corner every time he thought about it when he was at Baylor. He got into the NFL and he found out that guy that normally ran 4.9 in college, he runs 4.6 in the pros. And he cuts you off. So eventually it's going to happen. Just don't get caught wrong.
Talking with our friend Tim Murray here from VSiN. You can watch him every night with Sean King, 6 to 9. You can also check out the College Football Betting Podcast. So, Timmy, what are some numbers you like this weekend then? If I know you,
yeah.
You've got some action going already.
So, I am intrigued by the two dogs. I haven't played it yet. I lean more towards towards Kansas State in this spot. And that's the Big 12 championship and the Pac-12 championship. But, you know, one game that really fascinates me, actually, I'll give you two. Boise State and Fresno State playing in the Mountain West championship. And I think you're getting the best possible scenario here in a year that this conference has really been down. Like, some of the teams in that conference are just dreadful. Jay Kaner's a guy, if folks haven't watched him, and he plays a lot of late-night games, so folks might not have seen him. Jay Kaner's a baller. He's the quarterback for Fresno State. He got hurt early on in the year, and they really took a massive step back. Once he returned, they haven't lost yet. Boise State, interesting thing that they did this year, guys, they fired their offensive coordinator and brought in Dirk Cutter. Dirk Cutter lives in Boise.
From the Bucks.
Yeah, so Dirk Cutter's their OC and has actually done a really nice job. They've got a fun quarterback, too. I like Fresno State. They're a 3.5-point underdog. I'm going to roll with Fresno there just because I think Jay Kaner is the best player in that conference. So when in doubt, If you get the best player, I'm going to take the points with him. It is a road game. And then the AAC championship.
It's a straight road game, not a neutral site?
Yeah, straight road game. So there's a couple games to keep an eye on. The Sun Belt Conference is a straight road game at Troy. The AAC, which is Tulane in Central Florida, that's a straight road game. That one is at Tulane. So there's a couple games that are non-neutral sites. That game's fascinating to me, guys. Central Florida and Tulane.
Yeah.
You've seen the market move towards Tulane. And, you know, B, I'm curious your thoughts on this because on Monday, Willie Fritz, the head coach of Tulane, wouldn't address coaching rumors. He said, you know, I'm the coach of Tulane right now. And you're like, well, he's gone.
Whenever they say right now, they're going.
And then it comes out yesterday, he's staying. He put out a statement. Things fell apart at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's hiring the interim coach there. So he sounds like he's staying put. Not that you need motivation for a championship game, but I think that gives him just a little extra oomph. Yeah. And you're starting to see the market move with Tulane here. So I think Tulane takes care of business against Central Florida. It is that revenge factor, right? Central Florida was able to run all over them a couple weeks ago, but they've got quarterback issues. John Reese Plumlee, their starter's a little bit banged up. So the two games that I like right now, maybe a little bit more off the radar, because you're looking at the SEC, 18-point spread, Big Ten, 17-point spread, ACC, North Carolina, man, like – goodness gracious. They've lost back-to-back games against teams with, you know, third-string quarterbacks. But they've got a special QB in Drake May. So, you know, UNC intrigues me a little bit to take the points. But I'd say I like Tulane and I like Fresno State. Those would be the two I like right now. Keeping an eye on those two dogs, though, Utah and TCU in the bigger conference championship.
Yeah, that coach at Tulane was smart. He said, I'm Tulane's quarterback. I'm the coach of Tulane now. And then one of those boosters came and said, look, we got money down here in Louisiana.
Exactly. you know about that Louisiana money, B.
Nothing fell apart at Georgia Tech. The money got bigger down in New Orleans.
The fascinating thing, guys, and I can't wait to find out where he ultimately lands. Where's Prime going? Where's Deion going? Mm. Colorado wants him desperately.
I don't know if he's going to go to Colorado. I think if he leaves Jackson State, he's going to a bigger college.
I think he's trying to leverage that into a bigger job. He has made it be known. He's been offered Colorado. From my understanding, USF really wanted him. I don't think he's going to go to USF. So maybe he just plays the waiting game and you know, kind of keeps dangling it out there. Hey, Colorado wants me. Who else? Who else wants to get into the mix here?
I wonder if the Seminoles had fallen apart. And, I mean, it looks like Norvell's got that
thing
working
good,
now,
man,
in Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. But you wonder what the call of alma mater would mean. If FSU ever came calling, I think for Deion would be an interesting spot.
Well, I think Deion really wanted Ole Miss. I think he wanted Lane to go to Auburn, and then he would have been right there in the state, and he goes to
Ole
Miss.
Can you imagine Deion Sanders coaching at Ole Miss?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm just saying, he gonna ruffle some feathers down there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, think about the cachet that he's got.
Oh, he got that.
Who gets to hang out with the GOAT on the Aflac commercials? No other college coach except for Deion.
You let him go to Florida, a team like Florida State. Nick Saban would be complaining the hell out of things then.
Yeah, he would.
If you got the attention of Nick at Jackson State, what the hell will you do to him if you're at one of the top conferences in a college and you're pulling that type of talent? He'll be complaining so much.
Timmy, before we let you go, man, you're a D.C. guy at heart, even though you're Mr. Vegas now. What do you think of this Commanders run?
Well, I'll be honest. I like to be transparent. I had the Falcons plus 4.5, so that was that was not fun. But it's wild, man. It's just like it's like Mr. Toad's wild ride. I don't know what turn we're going to go on. But that defense, and I know you guys, you know, talk about it, and obviously I follow you guys and listen to a lot of D.C. content while I'm out here in Vegas. But, man, that defense is no joke. That D-line is living up to its billing, which is awesome to see. And, you know, when you live in the gambling space, I hate hearing they're like, well, you just, you know, it's like TCU. You know, everyone's like, well, they just find ways to get it done. I'm like, oh, that's a load of crap. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Taylor Heineke's kind of that, right? It's like he just finds a way to get it done. He makes some throws that make you want to, you know, pound your head into the wall. But at the end of the day, wins is all that matters, and he kept figuring it out. So, I mean, how about this two-game stretch? And I'll say this, guys. Washington's a road favorite against the Giants. Telling you something. I mean, Vegas is impressed by what they see from Washington right now. So, at this point, it certainly feels like in an NFC, the NFC South is a dumpster fire. I mean, certainly feels like playoffs are absolutely achievable for this franchise.
Absolutely. Defense travels, too. Timmy, we appreciate your time, man. Seriously.
All right, Tim.
All right, boys. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
That's our guy, Tim Murray. Check him out at 1TimMurray. When we return, let's talk a little bit more about what Tim said about Heinicke. Plus, I got TV trouble. I need answers. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.